From cotton gins and grain elevators to factories and skyscrapers and grasslands to forests, there's only one host and one show covering it all. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the mobile True Texan studio in Escazú, Costa Rica, high on the mountainside above the capital, San Jose, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a corporate management muzzle or leash. Probably got a lot of echo in the background today. We'll just have to live with it, my friends, just not being in the actual real radio studio. Our Lone Star story of the day, guns, violence, Uvalde, politics, and the childish thinking of people that evil, that sin, will go away if we just adopt the right policy or spend taxpayer money for more government solutions, and often in the face of obvious failure of already expended monies for government solutions. Our Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for business and institutions. Truckers and fleet owners, Allied Compliance Services is your best friend in compliance with DOT testing regs. They'll be your third-party administrator, take care of you when something comes up. Reach the best in compliance at AlliedCompliance.com. The Texas economy begins to feel the Biden pinch. And I want to take a look at Texas 15, the redrawn districts down in the Rio Grande Valley. Texas 15 had a big Democrat primary. We have a very good Republican nominee in this district, but it still leans heavily Democrat. The radical left versus pro-business, classical, you know, liberal, but classical Democrats. The runoff is not quite decided yet. As of midday today, we're talking a 33-vote margin favoring the AOC clone, the big far-left activist in that race. And I want to talk about it because there's another piece out from the Rio Grande Valley, actually the Rio Grande Guardian, about how the American Federation of Teachers, these teachers' unions, and activists within those unions went to bat to knock off a traditional Democrat and went to bat to elect the and played a big role in the race in what appears to be the election of an extreme radical to the Democrat nomination for Congress. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Tomorrow's show, it was supposed to air yesterday. I had a little hiccup, and tomorrow's show, I interview not only a former president of Costa Rica, his name is Jose Maria Figueres. He is also a United States Military Academy at West Point graduate, a Harvard graduate, and his father was involved in the creation of the modern state of Costa Rica without having a military and all of that, and was president several times. And Mr. Figueres is a very well known on the world stage. He is the former CEO of, no kidding, the World Economic Forum, that group that meets in Davos, Switzerland. He is the former head and CEO of the World Economic Forum. He is one of these echo warriors in politics, but approaches it with a sensibility that you see clearly in Costa Rica. And that's a big honor for me to interview President Figueres. And tomorrow's program, we will air that interview that I have done earlier this week here on Pratt on Texas. All right, my friends, remember you can listen anywhere, anytime, whatever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast to today's show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is a great day to be a Texan, and it's fun to run into other Texans when you're out of the country, and I have done so quite a few. In fact, I mentioned when we were doing our broadcast with Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care, one of our longtime sponsors, about a decade long, that other listeners were here. In fact, a couple from the Wichita Falls area that are big listeners of the show and friends. We even went out to dinner one night and had a good time. They're just fantastic people, and they are so pleased. They haven't stopped raving about Sylvia and coming down. So just go to PrattOnTexas.com. Click on the banner there with Dental Care and Sylvia's beautiful picture, and I'll get you in touch with her. We've already had a few folks do that this week. They're going to bring these folks, can bring their other family members down and everybody else. They're having a good time. And so You need to learn what it's all about. All right, my friends, let's get into, before we get into the gun issues and all the politics of that, the state sales tax revenue came in $3.7 billion in May. That is, it's $3.69 billion, 8.6% more than May of last year. Now, this is important, and if you go back in a few weeks ago, I interviewed the comptroller, and I was glad to interview him because I've been wanting to ask this question. With the inflation rate so high, do we really have the kind of budget surplus that all the politicians are circling over like vultures to spend? And I don't think we do. And I've been wanting to ask that, and I had not seen a single member of the state press, mostly because they're not very bright, ask about this inflation issue when we had all these numbers coming out. And I asked the comptroller, and Glenn Hager told you can go back and listen to the podcast, that, you know, that's a real issue. Everything's gone up. And I said in that interview with him, a lot of this new money, yeah, there may be net new money, but a heck of a lot of it's already spent just through what inflation is, the pernicious tax. Well, now the comptroller, maybe my question spurred him to do it, I don't know, but now the comptroller's openly in his press releases talking about this. He said annual revenue growth of 8.6% suggests modest growth in underlying taxable economic activity. In view of the inflationary environment with the CPI, Consumer Price Index, inflation at a whopping 8.3% in April. So total sales tax revenue for the 3 months ending May 2022 was up double digit, 15.7% compared to the same period a year ago. But think about that. If we continue at the Biden pinch, the Biden inflation rate, that means it's less than half of that is actually new money to the state coffers. So you got to pay attention to this stuff. And I'll tell you, it's not looking good that the Biden pinch has hit us hard. The Dallas Fed put out the Texas Manufacturing Growth Index this week. Their headline, it picks up some, but weaknesses emerge. Well, here are the key points. Factory activity expanded at a fairly robust pace, but other measures of manufacturing activity showed mixed movements. Perceptions of manufacturers of broader business conditions worsened in May. Labor market measures indicated robust employment growth and longer work weeks. Prices and wages continued to increase strongly in May. And expectations regarding future manufacturing were mixed, but generally less optimistic in April. That was the manufacturing sector. The service sector report out from the Dallas Fed. Activity in the service sector decelerated in May. Labor market indicators moderated as growth in employment and hours worked declined compared with April. Perceptions of broader business conditions were largely unchanged, although uncertainty increased sharply. Price pressures remained at near record highs in May while wage growth accelerated. Respondents' expectations regarding future business activity were markedly less optimistic compared with April. Now let's look at the retail sales. May retail sales activity continued to deteriorate, was the word they used. Retail labor market indicators plateaued in May. Retailers' perceptions of broader business conditions were negative compared with April. Retail price and wage pressures eased, but were still at historically elevated levels in May. With the third consecutive month of declining activity, expectations for future growth continued to ease. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, inflation, which is the most pernicious form of taxation there is, and it hits the poorest among us the worst, but it hits everybody in every way. There's no escaping it. Inflation is eating up all this new money. So, you know, politicians better just realize it may be belt tightening time, not big spending for extra stuff time come next legislative session, because it looks right now like the inflation rate's eating up half of what's new revenue. We'll see, but the Biden pinch is on us, upon us in the great state of Texas. Back in a moment with more Pride on Texas.
Pride on Texas continues after this.
Do you think going to the dentist for a lot of work can be fun? How about if it cost you much less and as part of the deal, you got a wonderful vacation in one of the world's most desired locations? Costa Rica is world-renowned for dentistry and its dental laboratories, and our dentist, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga of DentoCare, provides the kind of expert, personalized service you would think only the super wealthy would get. I'm not kidding about that.
Costa Rica is also one of the most desirable countries to visit in summer or winter, and you'll even be near Texas Tech's new campus when with Dr. Zuniga. Many Pride on Texas listeners have made the trip a few more than once and have said it was one of the best decisions they've made. Learn more about our dentist and friend, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and DentoCare, by clicking the banner at prideontexas.com. Go to prideontexas.com and click on the DentoCare banner. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
You are in the right place at the right time for news and commentary of Texas from the right perspective. It's Robert Pratt with the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Before we get to our Lone Star story of the day, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about this Texas 15th, the 15th Congressional District race in South Texas. Now, by Wednesday of this week, most of the counties that make up all but a tiny bit of the electorate in that district, Hidalgo County, Guadalupe County, and Jim Wells County, had disclosed final unofficial, because the Democrat Party has to canvass the results to make them official. They had disclosed final unofficial results that had this Michelle Vallejo leading by 33 votes in that. And she's declared victory, but she's, of course, opposed in this open seat by Ruben Ramirez, who is more of a classical Rio Grande Valley Democrat. Sure, he's liberal, but he's not the social wild Marxist type that these people are, like Michelle Vallejo. And it was extremely tight race. You had big races down there. You had Henry Cuellar's there, where Jessica Cisneros came again. That's a direct AOC squad type. And it looked like he ended up winning 192 votes in that primary. Very close. I mean, that took Pelosi coming down to support Cuellar. And now you've got this race in 15, and that was the lines on these districts have moved. I mean, but this was Vincent. You had Vicente Gonzalez back in 2020 in that seat, and it's all changed around. The Republicans have a nominee, Monica de la Cruz, and she had run a really close race back in the old lines. That's the one you got so much attention nationally to the Valley, challenging Vicente Gonzalez and McAllen. Now, she's won the Republican primary. So, you know, maybe it's in Republicans' interest that the Democratic Party down there elects by this narrow margin this radical Michelle Vallejo in the 15th Congressional District. Maybe it helps Republicans, but you've got to remember, despite all the pat yourself on the back and hoorah stuff, these districts still lean very, very Democrat, and it's going to be very difficult for the GOP to win in November, even with a big anti-Biden vote. And one of the reasons is just the level of ground-level turnout the vote advantage that the Democrats have in these areas, because, I mean, this is the home of the professional politiquera and all the things that are illegal, but they all think it's illegal because they just have done it forever and the all kinds of stuff, and it's the unions. There was an interesting piece in the Rio Grande Guardian by Steve Taylor, and these guys at the Rio Grande Guardian, they lean very lefty. That's why they chose Guardian as their name, after the big Guardian in Britain that's socialist. How one union member help thwart the Ruben Ramirez CD15 campaign. And what you need to insert there is one teachers union member. And it's this giant one, second biggest group next to TSTA in Texas, I believe, the unions, American Federation of Teachers. And it's they talk about Zachary Holdsworth. He's an activist there. He worked said he worked hard to ensure Ramirez did not win the endorsement of the Texas AFL-CIO, even though the local labor council, the Rio Grande Valley Central Labor Council, voted 5-1 in favor of Ramirez. Now, are you listening to me? These people at the AFT, that's how radical and even outside and within the union movement, how radical these teachers unions are and why they're behind a lot of these states. They and the other public sector unions are behind the absolute socialism and Marxism in our country now, state by state. The AFL-CIO, the local labor council, voted 5-1 in favor of Ramirez. But Holdsworth with the AFT goes to bat and tries to get the AFL-CIO, the Texas, not to go along with what their own people on the ground say. Now, you labor union members, this is just, they did it. And this is just another example of why the union's a joke. The union doesn't represent you. It represents the power people. And if supposedly, oh, no, it's all, Robert, it's ground up. It's kind of like the Baptist Church. I mean, it's about ground up. We meet in a local shop, and then we elect our own people, and we elect them. We have the local labor council. I've heard that all my life. And it's such bull. You know, meanwhile, you get all these prosecutions of these labor leaders that built resorts for themselves, literally resorts the union owns, and they run around, they spend all this money, and everything has nothing to do with labor and helping the working man. So they're talking about how close the race is and how for Ruben not to get the endorsement of the AFL-CIO, that was huge. That's right. Holdsworth, this AFT, American Federation of Teachers person, called the AFL-CIO Texas president, Richard Levy, and said Vallejo was the true friend of labor in the race. And basically, somehow they did a, you know, he just says, oh, I just convinced him. They did some kind of nasty deal here because the local labor council voted 5-1 for the standard guy, Ramirez. And they did not vote for this Michelle Vallejo. And he's going on about who she is. Michelle's in favor of Medicaid for all, in favor of raising the minimum wage to a living wage. Those are things Ruben isn't really in favor of. You see the difference here? Those are some of the reasons we endorse Michelle over Ruben. Holdsworth explained as one person crusade against Ramirez blossomed. The local unions are part of a body called the Central Labor Council, which is like a local affiliate of the Texas AFL-CIO. See what I was telling you? At a meeting, a majority of the other unions, in fact, every one of them except me, he's the AFT guy, the teachers union guy, voted to have Ruben Ramirez endorsed. I was so appalled. I reached out to Rick Levy, president of the Texas AFL-CIO. I reached out to Evelyn Ramirez, vice president of the American Federation of Teachers, and reached out to people in Michelle's campaign. Then Michelle and I came up with a strategy how we could stop this from happening. All you need to know, you union members, is they turned their back on you. Once again, your vote didn't count. Your delegate to the Central Labor Council in the area didn't count. They turned your back on you because they use you. You're nothing but a pawn with these labor unions. And the labor union movement, AFT, TSTA, all these people, they're far, far leftists. So they got involved in this, and never mind that the local, they never overturned the vote of the Central Labor Council in Texas 15. They just ignored them, and the one, the heckler's veto, the AFT guy wins and gets the state AFL-CIO not to endorse Mr. Ramirez in this Democrat primary, and now it looks like the radical lefty is going to pull out a victory with 33 votes at this point. You see how dangerous these teachers unions are, folks? This is what they're up to. They and the other public sector, meaning they're not even labor, because it's really anathema to the entire concept of the union labor union movement in America, because that was a pull against capital and the idea that they controlled everything and they were unfair, which of course is silly, but okay, people banded together. We have the right of free association in this country, and they chose to, you know, try to deny labor to business, try to deny workers to business until they got what they wanted. And that struggle continues. And there's, you know, I don't like it because I think you surrender your individuality, but it is part of our country and it is a freedom thing.
Now, it's not freedom when they then get government to pass laws like the labor unions did to give them power outside of free association. But what you've got to understand is public sector unions like teachers unions are collectively bargaining in other states, and they're not against if they're government. We all get to vote. Everybody gets to vote. Their members get to vote just like the rest of us get to vote. There is no natural, you know, this is the management versus the other. It's just ridiculous. But they are the very vehicles in which the country is being pushed heavily into the full-out Marxist communist camp. And you see exactly how it works in the Rio Grande Valley, where you have a lot of union members and a lot of people that listen to the union for how to vote in the Democrat primary and in the November general. And what we see is the union, heck with the actual union and what the members voted for. They'll do whatever they want to do for their own power.
It's the talk of Texas. Proud on Texas.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Mike and Jason find and rehab good condition, good reputation work trucks that can help you and your business. Half ton all the way up to 2 ton work trucks. Mike and Jason are hands-on, finding trucks and working on them in the shop. Call them at 806-687-1115 or go to specialtytrucksoflubbock.com to get Mike or Jason's cell number. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty TrucksOfLubbock.com.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Communication's a top priority with commercial builder Tommy Klein Construction. A 20-year-plus Tommy Klein Construction customer said, when we call, text, or email, the majority of the time we get a response back within the hour. Many times they call us before we have a question with updates on our projects. And with Tommy Klein Construction, if there's a need for an adjustment or warranty, they give it top priority as if it were their own building. Tommy Klein Construction. General commercial building contractors. Reach them. 806-438-3384. 806-438-3384.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Brett believes, school or not, the only thing that'll stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Now, here's a good guy with a gun. Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Pratt on Texas, broadcasting from Escazú, Costa Rica, just high on the mountainside, up from the capital of San Jose. I like the Central Valley. I'm not a beach person because they have Caribbean and Pacific, and everybody runs out there. Some of our listeners who are here for Dr. Zuniga at Dental Care, they've run out to Jaco and the Pacific beaches today and yesterday, and good for them. I'm more interested in playing golf at the Gorges. I played again yesterday till the rain got me in the second nine. The Gorges golf course here. And that's in town. I've played on two of them now. I think they're the two only 18-hole ones in town. It's just been great to be here. We came out of an actual emergency. I really, really can't afford it, but it was cheaper and cheaper for us to both come down here and do all of this than it was to get service at home and have done what we needed. And when you crack a molar, you got to get to work on it. And Dr. Zuniga took great care of us, and it's just been fabulous. If you want to learn more, just go to the page at prattontexas.com for dental care. Click on the banner with Sylvia's beautiful face, and then you'll fill out the form. I get that to her, and your choice. You put in the form whether you want to be contacted by email or by phone, and she'll get right back with you and talk with you. And, in fact, our listener from Wichita Falls said, you know, I thought of you for all this, and then I went and did that. He said, but I called. He's not afraid of this stuff. He's got a little experience. He said, I contacted tons of the dentists here because, folks, I mean, this is the center of the dental world. There are big clinics everywhere, including some where you have American partial ownership,
and Canadians and everything else. And he said, not a one of them actually got with me and followed up and everything and wanted to deal with it. Sylvia was right on the spot, and they're so happy about it. So if you're interested, go do that. I want to talk about, don't think because I've been here, I haven't been keeping up. I've actually been working. I've done three shows this week while I'm here, and this is the third of those. And I am watching the news every day. Of course, I was on the air the day that the Uvalde shooting happened back in the True Texan studio in the high ground of Texas. I'm almost glad. I told Isabel I'm glad that I haven't been on the air. Monday was a holiday. I'm sort of glad I wasn't on with you with the fresh show on Friday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And the reason is I personally deeply dislike the speculative nature, where people just repeat things that aren't true. We've learned lots of things. I mean, you know, DPS said the lady, the teacher propped the door open. Now they've reversed that and said it wasn't true. But, you know, it gets out there worldwide and all these other things. It's just, it's better to step back and look at how things are playing out. And there's not a lot in this that's surprising. There are some Texas political things that are different, you know, a different way to go about things, I guess, in a way. But there's not much that's surprising in all of this. It's as old as humanity itself, and that's the idea that humanity thinks that it can, that it's God, and it can fix itself, and we don't do that. And so our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, you can learn more at alliedcompliance.com. I titled it, Guns, Violence, Uvalde Politics, and the Childish Thinking of People That Evil, That Sin Will Somehow Go Away If We Just Adopt the Right Policy or Spend Taxpayer Money for More Government Solutions. All my life, it turns out whether it's 9/11, whether it's terrorist attacks, whether it's anything we've got going on, all too often, we already had some of the most expensive, dedicated government response already lined up. Folks, police officers are expensive. School police, I've been an opponent of having separate school district police forces from the beginning. I think it's abysmal. I think it's everything about it's wrong and bad and stupid and unnecessary. It's just more bureaucracy to cost the taxpayer. Those people aren't elected, by the way, those police chiefs. And I know city ones aren't either, but county sheriffs are. And I'd much rather have sheriffs and city councils with their police departments having to respond to voters to take care of schools. But this is another example we see over and over again, where we have one of the most specific government spending, full-time government spending programs with licensed people who are paid much more than, you know, just an average worker. And what's a lot of the focus been on? And that is the cops there apparently just stood around. It took these Border Patrol agents to charge in there. Pretty much what we heard day one, we didn't hear about the cops standing around. Then we found out, oh no, they were out there threatening to arrest parents and people that wanted them to go in there and do what their job is. And that we had reports that they were tasering parents that were getting, you know, people wanted to go in. You cannot let this be lost on you when you're constantly pushing, when the populace always do something. You got to do something. Well, when government does something, all they do is spend your money and take a little more of your liberty. Even if the taking your liberty is just by taking more of your money and not a direct assault on your rights. You need to think very long and hard about this, because this solution, this all comes out of Karl Marx. It all comes out of Marxism. Although Marxism and his idea is, I mean, if you read your Old Testament, there's nothing new about the idea that we can be gods ourselves and that there is no God. There's no such thing as you know, original sin and evil and the devil and all these other things out there. I think you need to think about that we allowed school districts to create their own police forces. Now, folks, that's a huge expense. That is as specific as you can get, even in, let's say, an authoritarian police state like the Soviet Union. There's really not much more that you could do about trying to ensure school safety and the safety of children than having armed, licensed police officers who work specifically for the school districts. For the school district. That's their sole job. They're not out doing speeding tickets. They're not doing serving warrants. Their job is to protect the school. And now we know they stood around out there, and then we've had all kinds of reports that the chief there's not... Yesterday he said, that's not true. I've been on the phone. I'm cooperating. I've been on the phone with him. I parsed his words. I looked at his words very clearly. Being on the phone with them doesn't mean you're cooperating. And it's the state and people that said they're not cooperating. Folks, this is the problem. Everybody out there, people who know better, always want a government solution. You know, how invested are government solution employees in really solving problems? They're far more invested usually in having a paycheck and just getting home okay. And we pay police officers a lot of money because we expect, and they get a lot of respect in our society, which is deserved for all the good ones. But we have a natural expectation that when something happens, police officers are going to go in there to stop it. It's the same reason we pay firemen a lot of money. And everybody says, well, Robert, you wouldn't run in a burning building. And I remind them, most of your department's policies are that they don't run in a burning building either unless the conditions are just right. It's often the citizens we see there that run in to save someone. Folks, you better watch these bureaucracies. And there's no government solution here. Oh, well, policy, gun rights, all this stuff. Now, wait a minute. It's killing people, having a gun, all this at the school. It's just another crime. You created a police department purposely for the purpose to stop this. Well, that's the folly of it. Policing in this country in a non-police state is generally an issue, ladies and gentlemen, of responding after the fact and investigating so that we can track somebody down, make an arrest, and bring them through the justice system. When we have a big event like this, there's an expectation that police, firemen, first responders will actually run in. But all too often, we've seen this exact same thing where it's, oh no, we stand around while the action's happening. So you ought to just right now drop your idea of just more government spending and more government programs will somehow stop this kind of thing.
Fred on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
Do you have Apple products and need professional help or repair? It's not just PCs at Jeff Barker Computer Service. Jeff Barker Computer Service is expert with Apple devices. Avoid the endless and often time-wasting overseas phone support and here today, gone tomorrow part-time helpers at the big box stores. Use Jeff Barker Computer Service for support of your Apple phones, tablets, and computers. Visit jbcs.com. jbcs.com to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you. jbcs.com.
Are you looking to fence property for hunting leases or your cattle operation? Winter's Dozer Service can grub, clear, and work that fence line to help your crew get in and get the job done safely. Get your big country farm or ranch project started by getting that fence line cleared with Winter's Dozer Service. Winter's Dozer Service has the equipment ready, so contact them or dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
You are lucky. You know that? Every Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner and Sunday for that perfect traditional after church lunch, you don't have to go far to enjoy homemade, fresh, mouth-watering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls and unbeatable homemade desserts. The catfish is fantastic too. Where? At Pratt's favorite, Bell's Chicken Dinner House at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene, of course. Visit Bell's Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
Don't let your online message be masked. Don't let the voice of your business be muffled. Jamali Media can help you be found online and be heard. Specializing in website design, website redesign, and search engine optimization, Jamali Media helps your business get found. That's Jamali Media. JEMULLY.com. JEMULLY.com. Jamali Media.
No 30-on-6 or 30-on-7 signs here. Nope. Fred on Texas welcomes true Texans with the tools that won and keep our liberty.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We continue with our Lone Star story of the day, guns, violence, Uvalde politics, and the childish thinking of people that evil, that sin will go away if we just have the right policy or spend more taxpayer money for more government solutions that constantly prove a failure. And I mentioned to you
that this is the whole concept of the left and progressivism in this country. And it all goes back to Marxism. And interestingly, today or yesterday, I think it was today or yesterday, Austin Prochko at the Texas Public Policy Foundation had a piece, not about this issue, but about the issue of Uvalde, but it was called A Touch of Philosophy, Understanding Why Progressive Policies Fail. And I can summarize this even more than he does, and that is that they believe that they ignore human nature, the actual real nature of man and how man responds. Their solutions most often ignore that and try to artificially change what's really a set of innate characteristics. But he said in this piece, he said, rather it is the simple belief, talking about Marxism, and this doesn't mean communism or socialism, it's just the whole philosophy of Marxism. And there are people off Marxism that didn't go down the communism route or the socialism route, but it all ends up in the same place in the end, I will tell you. Quote, rather it is the simple belief that man is a material being, shaped by the circumstances of his birth, the environment of his adolescence, and the current conditions in which he lives. Spirituality and religion are the, quote, opiate of the masses, end quote, designed by the oppressor class to distract, confuse, and pacify the oppressed. Let me insert here. How many people have you heard making fun once again on the left of thoughts and prayers? We had some protester at the guy got up at the NRA convention in Houston, you know, trying to make fun of this. I want you to think. Some of you think that's normal, and yet you call yourselves Christians. What these people are doing is mocking God, that there is no, that God doesn't respond. There's no God there listening to prayers, and that God doesn't respond and doesn't have anything to do with us. Just want you to understand what you're agreeing with when you agree with that kind of criticism. The piece goes on to say, it is the concept. This is the Marxist, leftist, progressive stuff. It is the concept that man is shaped by his material circumstances. And by the way, he doesn't say this word, but I'm going to insert the word alone, that drives the left's constant failure through misunderstanding. If humanity were truly, purely material, then more houses would solve homelessness. Welfare would solve poverty. If the man is simply material, meaning of just there's no soul, there's no spirit, there's no individuality there. The mind doesn't, you know, it's just, we're just thrown together by, you know, the dust and sticks. Then the right combination of laws and circumstances would cure most ills. And this is why all of this stuff is set to fail. Because their solutions are always based on this. I mean, somehow when it comes to guns, somehow the presence of guns, they don't believe in spiritualism. They don't believe in any of this stuff. It's just all materialism on the left, except somehow guns are some kind of spiritual beings with mind control, because the possession of guns or the liking of guns or just having guns seems to, and when you listen to them, what they're saying is that the guns themselves and the possession of guns causes people to go commit heinous crimes of murder. Which is very interesting, because again, it's another one of these things out of the left, because almost every policy they ever introduce is faith-based. Not faith in God, but faith that their brilliance is just people. Are going to solve massive problems. You know, we're going to actually end poverty completely in America with the war on poverty. We're going to end injustice with social justice warriors and humanity. I mean, everything they stand for is a direct contradiction of their fundamental philosophies, and it's laughable to people who actually understand this stuff. The idea that the guns are responsible are crazy, and it's interesting that nobody ever wants to discuss the fact that, well, all right, if you get rid of guns, does that get rid of murder? Does that get rid of murder and assault and heinous crimes? Well, obviously it doesn't. Even in cultures where guns are very hard to come by, you still have, you know, grievous bodily injury and death on a regular basis. Okay, so then they don't want to talk about that. Nobody takes it to that question. That question's important, because the next question is, So if you make guns very hard to have or very hard to use through what they keep calling common sense gun, like having to lock them up and separate the ammo, which of course renders a firearm completely useless for self-defense of your children, yourself, or any or a third party. If you're still going to have crime, in other words, your leftist policy of getting rid of guns doesn't magically, because again, they seem to think the guns cause people to become murderers. If you'll admit that it doesn't magically get rid of murder and people's desire to do heinous things to each other, then if you make guns hard to get, aren't you simply saying that what we're adopting a policy of, and by the way, I've had this discussion with some Europeans, oh my gosh, some of them, and they just fall apart, and some leftists too. In fact, one was on an airplane with a Boston professor coming to Costa Rica 10 years ago. Aren't you essentially saying then that your policy that you favor is one of ensuring that law-abiding good people who are not murderers no longer have the most effective way of defending themselves from these people? In other words, if you're going to advocate for making guns very, very hard to get for the purpose of getting rid of, violence or gun violence, they use that word all the time, or mass gun violence, whatever, you're not saying you're getting rid of violence or murder. You're just saying you're getting rid of it with the gun being the instrument of brutality. Well, don't you have to answer for the idea then that you take tens, if not hundreds of millions of people, you take away their most effective right of self-defense against these criminal types? They don't like to talk about that. And that's why I don't like the shallow speculative stuff. This issue is extraordinarily deeply philosophical and theological. It is deeply, deeply important that we keep our eye on not just doing something, but on what these things people advocate actually do. Now, some of the things that are going on, Governor Abbott's ordered a bunch of unannounced random school intruder audits around the state. Lieutenant Governor Patrick's responded to the governor's wanting to have some legislative committee to look at all of this. Senator Charles Perry's on this new committee, special committee to protect all Texans, and looking at all these different things. Of course, everybody keeps talking about mental health training and all of this. There's no evidence out there that you can interdict people before they commit a crime and that you're going to stop any of this stuff. The most interesting piece to me that's out is how that the Uvalde and the school district and all the law, the government entities there are now bracing for massive lawsuits. And mostly it's because of the stand down of just not doing anything. And I think those are fair lawsuits. And I told you, DPS now says the teacher did not leave the door open despite previously blaming her and everything. And of course, it still appears that there's not real cooperation between this school district police force and the Texas Rangers in the investigation. We'll be talking more about this in the future, but don't expect a lot of shallow speculation on this program. This is something I've got a lifetime of study and thought about from every angle: the politics, the gun stuff, gun rights, American rights, history, theology, your Bible, and I'm only interested in talking about this where it matters, where it absolutely matters. Thanks for being with us. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God continue to bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.